Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so an irritating Phil's loss last night. We'll get to some Saquon Barkley stuff in a moment. Boy, Jody, those Blue Jay people, those Toronto folks, they love themselves some Jordan Romano. Giving him like a big ovation and all. Folk hero
up
there.
Well, it was a first time back.
I mean, I didn't realize he had such a big impact.
Do you not think the Philly fans will do the same for Jeff Hoffman if he shows up at CBP?
I like to think Hoffman did more here than that Romano guy there, but maybe I'm wrong.
Romano was really good there.
I know. Two All-Star games.
Yeah, he was very good.
I'm just saying, I'm back on the bad side with Romano.
Here's the thing.
Seltzer, well, he's back on my bad.
Yeah.
Because he still has an ERA right close to 8.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because he gave up like 8 runs in one outing. You also got to remember, people in Toronto are just nicer than us, man.
Come on. You might not be wrong. I'll tell you, I do despise watching the Toronto Blue Jays win a game against the Phillies in a walk-off in Toronto.
I didn't think about the walk-off.
You got a point there.
Right? Man, Jody,
did
you think of it, Jody?
No.
I did. Rhea, Rhea, did you think of it?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, way to go, Joe.
I mean, when the Toronto Blue Jays win a walk-off against the Phillies up there, makes me sick.
Do you know what might have triggered it for me? If the ball had left the park.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Which it didn't. It left the top of the wall. And if there's a walk-off homer, there's a chance Joe Carter's name comes to mind.
All right, let's make even a little more sick. Let's talk about Saquon Barkley and potentially retirement. Now, it shouldn't be anytime soon. But no one wants to think about Saquon retiring.
Didn't love the way he phrased it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to be waiting with, you know, not bated breath at all times.
So let's listen to Saquon. He's talking to Chris Long and Chris Long's podcast. And we'll play a lot of audio today. Audio Saquon and other stuff to get to. Covered a lot of ground, and one of which was on the retirement thing, like when and how. Here's Saquon Barkley on how he may retire someday.
I'll probably be one of those guys that it'd be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. I'm just a competitor, and like, you know, if you come to my house and we play cards or we play the, what's that game where you put it on your head and you gotta imitate it and heads up. We almost get into brawls in my house over games like that. So it's like
categories.
Yeah, the competitive nature is always going to be there. But you know, I like I'm one of my favorite players of all time is probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day. Like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Yeah, no, I don't need to hear this.
Wow.
I don't like it one bit. I don't like anything about that.
Could be as soon as next year, James.
Yeah, you're balling. I'm balling. I'm out. Done.
All right, so.
A lot more players are doing that these days.
Well, we just saw Frank Ragnow do it.
Because the money's different now.
Yeah,
it is. And also because they know a lot more about brains and this and that. Like, who knows? Like, I don't blame guys if they're like, I've made my money. I don't want to put my body, my brain.
Them. You perform for me. Okay? You perform for me.
Sounded an awful like a WIP caller, Joe DiCaprio.
I consider myself a Roman emperor. Thumbs up or thumbs down, but you get your ass out there. Go to the thumbs.
I'll send the Tigers after you. Let me respond to you.
One thing he said doesn't bother me in the least.
Yeah.
The other thing does. The fact that he said a year or two or four, that's a trek you could drive a Mack truck through between next year and four. So that's just, I'll give you an example. When I was a younger man, my mother would ask me, even though she knew I was under 18, that I'd been out having alcoholic beverages. And she would say, how many did you have? My response would always be the same, a couple.
Mm.
Now, a couple is two.
Two.
This guy.
To me, anything less than a six-pack is a couple. There's a big difference between two and five, but my answer was always the same. It's a couple. It's a generality. You're covering a lot of bases, and Saquon did that right there.
He did.
Now, comparing yourself to Barry Sanders, who left when he was still arguably the best running back in the league at the time, that's scary. When he said that, I go, uh-oh.
Yeah,
but when he said one, two, maybe four, all right, he's spitballing. That's all he's doing there.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. It's a good point.
Look, I would have liked if he had said two, four, the one. The one was like, man, chill on the one, McDonald.
All inclusive. That doesn't bother me in the least.
All right, well, look, the Saquon thing, I don't think there's too much to read into it, but it, you know, we wanted to present that audio for you. All right, let's go to the phones and how you can win Phillies tickets. We're going to get to that in a moment. Neil in Northeast Philly. Neil, good morning.
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry. You know, the Phillies, not only Stout, Turner, too. Bases loaded, one out. They should score runs. They haven't performed like the last week. And you got to, you know, hold them to the fire a little bit. You know, true, they're still not in bad position.
No.
But, you know, Cubs are coming in, Toronto, the Mets. They got to play better. No doubt about it. And either bring Crawford up, you know, to play the outfield. I'm tired of waiting for Crawford. It's time to either bring him up now or put Turner in center field. You know, one or the other, you know, to improve the outfield.
Well, they're not going to bring Crawford up if they don't feel he's ready. They're just not going to do that.
Be ready by now. I mean, he stole bases. He's heading over to like 300. You know, sorry. Give him the test. You know, do it before, like Jody said, you know, June 31st or whatever. Let's, you know, like that. And Abel, you know, leaving the lineup. And, you know, Phillies, they got to hit more, especially when the weather gets hotter and, you know, ball carries more at Citizens Bank. You know, like, I mean, I still think they'll make the playoffs, but, you know, there's a lot of – and Dombrowski got to make a move for a reliever. So I'm a little bit, you know, like peeved at that. I know baseball's a marathon, but they got the Cubs, they got Toronto, they got the Mets coming up, they got Houston and Atlanta. So they got good teams. They got to start playing better against the good team.
All right, Neil. Well, you're certainly on the record. We appreciate the phone call. You can react to that call, 215-592-9494. Some alarmists are out today. I mean, if you're as far as the first two callers today, you can weigh into that nature. If you're not freaking out like those guys are, go for it. By the way, when you call them today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils. We're heading down as a show Wednesday of next week. By the way, Mac-Man, invitation to you if you want to.
Ooh, coming out?
What might that be?
Just
June 11th.
Wednesday.
You bring Maddie like last time. That was fun.
Yeah. If you want to do it Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock. I'm sure the audience would love to see.
What do I have next week?
See the living legend?
A look on his face.
I'm so lost. I have a calendar over my desk at home that basically describes my entire life.
Yeah.
And when I don't have that calendar in front of me, it's like, Wednesday, wow, that's still 6 days to go.
For sure.
Six friggin' days, but I don't know what I got to do 6 days from now.
Well, just know the offer's out there for you.
You give me a ticket?
Yeah, Station will give you a ticket.
Yeah, we'll get it covered.
I mean, I'm not
going to
personally pay for you. I mean, it's only so far my generosity goes, but we would love to. But you know what? If I had to pay for you, Mac Man, I would. All right, but here's the deal. We got tickets, and they are free for you. Phils and Cubs Wednesday of next week, 105 first pitch. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. How can you win them? Let me tell you. So last night after the game, I'm doing like I always do on the internet, just bouncing around Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and I stumble upon this.
I want the truth!
And I get to...
You can't handle the truth!
And I, think about that battle. It's a verbal battle, and it's what you could call verbal jousting. Today, ladies and gentlemen, at 215-592-9494, other than a few good men, you got to give us a great scene. And you, by the way, you could choose a different scene from A Few Good Men, just not that one. Give us a great scene in a movie or a show with verbal jousting. Now, listen, sometimes it's, you know, all-out yelling. Sometimes it's not. There are certainly scenes where there's actually no yelling, but it's tremendous verbal jousting. Best answer, whoever, and it doesn't have to be just one-on-one. Can be one-on-two, can be 10 people in a room all going nuts at each other, like whatever. Best answer, whoever provides it, a scene with verbal jousting, whoever provides it is going to win the Phillies tickets. Think about it. A lot of answers. 215-592-9494. MacMan, what's rattling through your mind?
All right. When you ran it by me before the show started, the first thing that came to mind was A Few Good Men.
Sure.
That was, I said, no, we won't be doing that one because that's just too good. And sure enough, you play a clip of it. I didn't even know you were going to play a clip of it. So this was the next one that came to mind for me. I think others will think of it, certainly after I denote it. I think they will. And it has to do with not only the scene itself, but the two individuals.
Okay.
De Niro.
Yeah.
Pacino.
Heat.
Yeah, it's a great
Neil
answer.
Neil McCauley.
Yeah.
Vincent Hanna going at it.
And that would be an example of no screaming.
Right.
I mean, that's
were
a
common... Were they in a diner?
Yeah, diner.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a
the
great...
The diner scene from Heat with Pacino and De Niro.
Absolutely.
What, like baseball and barbecue? Such a great scene.
All right, 215-592-9494. So that's the non-yelling variety. I will tell you, one that I'm thinking of as a potential winning answer is the yelling variety, and it's more than two people. I'm just going to give you that hint. I'm not saying it definitively would win, but I know it's a great scene. It is at the end of a movie, and I'll just leave it at that. Seltzer, a great scene with verbal jousting. What are you thinking?
Ironically, my movie is from the exact same year as Jody's movie.
Really?
Two 1995 movies. Mine, a super underrated 90s movie we don't talk enough about. When Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington are going at it on the sub on Crimson Tide. I just rewatched it. That movie is freaking awesome.
It's amazing.
It's an awesome movie.
Yes, it is.
Highly recommend if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, no, it's great. Crimson Tide and that scene in particular, phenomenal. Rhea, what do you think in verbal jousting?
So what I love about this...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This movie, also an underrated movie, The Ref, Dennis Leary, Annette Bening, Kevin Spacey, is the married couple.
Oh, yeah. And Judy Davis sitting in his
right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Just bicker incessantly. I can't say the one that I want to do on the air.
Okay.
But the one, because it's my favorite, but sure. It involves his head on a platter. But it's the one where she's screaming at him, you know, going, "Our son's very sensitive. He has an imagination." And Kevin Spacey replies, that the mafia gives scholarships for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
The Ref is an underrated movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
So
yeah.
Look, big answers abound. I'll give you one I think most of us know very, very well. And it's a scene where he's willing. He knows the other guy better be willing to die because he's willing to die. But it's an uncomfortable scene, Jody, in Rocky IV, when Adrian and Rock are talking before he's going to leave for Siberia. And she just flat out, after in Rocky III, getting in his face on the beach, you know, about being a man and all that stuff. In Rocky IV, she doesn't want him going to Siberia because she thinks he could die, and he could die. Apollo had died. And Rock lays it out. He's willing to die.
Yeah.
He's willing to die versus Drago. I mean, it's an amazing scene. Again, that's not the screaming variety, you know, but she does say you can't win. I guess she screams that from what I remember. So, all right, give us a great answer for verbal jousting. Whoever provides the best answer, you're going to win the Phillies tickets. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Harris in Havertown. Good morning, Harris.
Coach Harris here, Joe. How you doing?
Good, buddy. So, what'd you say at the beginning?
Coach Harris.
Coach Harris. How are you, pal?
Oh, you remember me, right? Mr. Tennis Coach. I'm ready for
you. Oh, yeah. You know what's funny you say that? I transferred your phone number, not making this up, a day or two ago, I think 2 days ago, to later in the summer when we're getting closer to tennis time. So I appreciate the offer to, you know, get me instructed a little bit more on tennis. And I do have you in my sight, so to speak. So thank you.
That's awesome, because yeah. I was gonna give you a little bit about that, because you know you're pretty confident, you're ready to go, but
yeah.
The best of the best, they're humble as well.
And
they know that
not
they
all of
get
them.
Better, right?
I'd say Wayne Gretzky was. I'd say Michael Jordan was not. Right. I mean,
I want to talk about the Eagles from yesterday.
Yes.
The conversation about the defense. You expressed some concern about losing the players that we did. And
sure.
I'm not too concerned, Joe. A couple of reasons. One, Zach Bond came out of nowhere. Two, won a Super Bowl best defense in the NFL with two new coordinators. But for as great as Fangio is, it was his first year. Everybody was in the system for the first year with best defense. So everybody's going to get better. And so I'm not too concerned at all. The only real concern that I have on the defense is replacing Gardner Johnson, because I remember that Washington game from last year and the defense really struggled without him. He seems to always be around the ball. He must have been a really poor locker room guy for us to get rid of him. So I guess
twice.
I trust
twice.
A little bit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But
well,
it just
at least
seems like every
Fangio
defense
seemed
he's on,
real
they're
broken
better.
Up about it.
Yeah. I mean, Harris, it's going to be interesting. Look, I think the defense is going to be worse than, I'll say, what I sense most people think. Because they did lose so much, and obviously they are top-heavy, and I mean that in a complimentary way. They do have exceptional players. I mean, I would probably – look, if Cooper DeJean's your fourth best, and I would probably tell you he is, I would probably go Jalen Carter 1, Bond 2, Quinyon 3, Cooper DeJean 4. But it's debatable in there. You got a great starting point. But part of what made last year was the depth of quality starters and then the depth. You know, like, and we don't know that they have depth of quality starters, and we don't know that they have depth, at least, you know, decent depth. All right, Harris, give me a great answer. What's a scene with verbal jousting?
I will, Joe. And look, real quick on that point, the Patriots kept losing players year after year, right?
Yeah.
And they continued to replace them. Why not think that we're going to be the Patriots?
Could, but know this, in 2023, the Eagles did not. The Eagles' defense in 2023 was one of the worst in pro football. So
Super Bowl slump, Joe.
Well, we'll say.
Right. Yeah, but that never happened to the Patriots. You want to be the Patriots, but you're just skipping over the fact that you can fall into a Super Bowl slump, but the
right,
Patriots
Harris,
never did.
I got to move. Give me a verbal jousting.
Marissa Tomei, Joe Pesci, right before the courtroom scene where she storms out. Reason I say that, I know it's a comedy, but that was the first time in all their arguments that she had enough.
Okay, so that's an interesting look. It's a great movie, and there's a lot
movie.
Of good scenes in there. All right, the defense. Let's listen to Giglio. So Joe Giglio said something yesterday on WIP, and I'm just going to ask you this question before you hear the audio. Has he gone too far with how he frames the Eagles' defense? You be the judge. This is what he said yesterday on WIP. Do you think he's on point or has gone too far? Here's what he said.
And look, I'm not doubting Vic Fangio. I'm just telling you my takeaway after listening to him yesterday. And my takeaway is that we're going to take a big step back on defense this year. And that could have been obvious before he stepped to the podium yesterday. I could have just looked at the depth chart, who they lost, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Darius Slay. They lost a ton. off of the best defense in Eagles history. But after listening to him yesterday and listening to the way he's talking about some uncertainty they have in a lot of different positions and what he doesn't know yet until they get on the field this summer, I feel like, you know, we're not just going to go from being the number one defense and take a slight step back. I'm expecting a significant step back. A
major step.
Major step back. Now, look, I think there's enough here. Let me say this. With Carter and with Bond and with DeJean and with Quinyon, that it will be good, right? They're going to have, or it will be solid at least. They're going to have a solid defense, and Fangio's smart enough, and they'll figure things out over the course of the season, and it'll put people in the right position. But we had the number one defense of pro football. It was a dominant unit. Defense, of course, is a necessity, as we learned last year on this show. And I think we're taking a big step back. In fact, I wouldn't even be comfortable right now saying this is a top 10 or 12 defense.
All right, there's a lot in there. MacMan, two big points he's making. One, he refers to it as a big step back and or a significant step back. And he goes as far as to say not a top 10 defense. And again, I frame this and pose this to everyone at 215-592-9494. Is he on point or gone too far, Jody? And by the way, we're doing five questions with the MacMan today. And this is question one. Jody Mack, did Giglio go too far?
A little bit. And again, how much do you want to break it down to numbers? He went 10 to 12. Yeah, I think they're top 10 defense. Now, if he's stretching out at 8 and I'm coming in at 7, how big a difference is that? I wouldn't call that significant.
No, that's not a big difference, no.
So I would not get down as far as 12.
Let me just, between 5 and 10. Let me say this, and I hope you're right, because I would take 5 to 10. I would take that. I am struck by 2 years ago. So, okay, 3 years ago, 70 sacks, number two ranked defense in pro football. Big part, obviously, how they got to the Super Bowl. And a defense that there was no sign during that season that the next year they were about to collapse. Now, they lost a bunch of starters that year, but we thought still were retaining most of their best ones. I mean, they were. They were retaining Fletcher Cox. They were retaining, you know, Darius Slay when he was younger. We thought the corners, like Bradbury, wasn't going to fall apart. You still had Brandon Graham. Okay, you get my point. They were a disaster. Not like not top 10. They were a disaster in 2023, particularly by the end of the year. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't even remember a big-time injury setting it.
But the flip side of that is that that defense, seven new starters last year, changed into the best defense in football.
That is the flip side. James, are they a top 10 day?
Oh, I think so. And again, I think the underrated part of this, look, to start last year, they had seven new starters. And I'm not making light of the guys they lost. They lost a lot of guys. But they did start this past year with seven new starters on defense and ended up being the best defense in football, the best Eagles defense since the 90s, whatever you want to say. So that's part of it. Also, I do think we keep mentioning the big guys, but we don't mention that they're all young and going to get better. Like Jalen Carter, we just played audio on the show this week saying he doesn't even know how to play defensive tackle yet. Like that here, there is so much more that can come from that guy. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper Jean were rookies last year. Like Zach Bond, this was his first year ever doing this. Like,
do you factor in the they weren't much injured last year? Brandon Graham for about half the year, maybe even a third.
I mean, like, honestly, we've been three straight years for the most part of no injuries. So, like, I'm not going to say it can't happen. We all know injuries can happen, but I'm not going to say because they weren't injured last year, they're going to be more injured this year because that hasn't happened.
I would say because they weren't much injured last year, they will probably be more injured this year.
Well, it's possible, but I'm just saying I'm not going to count it because we said 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, they'll never have 22 of 22 stars in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then they had 21 of 22.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let me add this to discussion because you rightfully said, Joe Giglio said this after listening to Vic Fangio.
Yeah, which basically was N'Kobe's not going to be ready and Jahad Campbell may or may not be ready for the start of the season. That's the gist of it.
Here on WIP, we've been overanalyzing what the coach says for 35 years. Going all the way back to Rich Kotite, okay? And even before I got to town with Buddy Ryan. And people love Buddy because he was just a cocksure individual. But we do too much of this. We add too much into it. Here's my read on Fangio. He's not a rah-rah guy. Even when things are going well, even when they were playing the kind of defense they did last year. Did Fangio ever get up there and go, we're great at this, what an unbelievable play, we've got this? No.
But he did spill the beans that guys might not be ready for the start of the year.
Understood.
I mean, that's where Giglio's coming from.
You think it's specifically the two linebackers not going to be there week one?
That's what Giglio's reacting to.
All right, so then Giglio doesn't have faith in Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Well, I mean.
I do.
Okay. I mean, listen, we'll find out.
Oh, I know we got to get to break. We had Jeremiah on right after he was drafted on a weekend show here on WIP.
Dad or son?
Both.
Okay.
Dad first handed the phone to his son thereafter.
That's great.
Which was phenomenal. And I wanted to come up with a nickname for Junior. And I thought the Samurai would be good because we had the dad's name already in place. I got outvoted. You know what one?
What one?
The Hatchet. Rather than the Axeman, the Hatchet. I personally like the Samurai, but I got outvoted.
I like Samurai more.
You do too?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I came up with.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.